A war of words intensified this week between the U.S. and Syria over U.S. charges that Syria has helped key members of Saddam Hussein's regime and family leave Iraq, allowed Arab volunteers to cross into Iraq to fight the coalition, and that Syria possesses chemical weapons. Damascus denies these charges. This week, U.S. military engineers shut down an oil pipeline running from Iraq to Syria, and delegates from Gulf nations meeting in Saudi Arabia are expected this weekend to come out in support of Syria. Fears are mounting in the region that with the war in Iraq all but over, Syria might be next. But Secretary of State Colin Powell says that America has no war plan for Syria and that he will be visiting Damascus. Hisham Mellem is the Washington correspondent for the Lebanese daily As-Safir. Welcome to our studio.
Thank you.
There are some indications of diplomatic activity between Syria and the United States behind the scenes. How do you read Syria's reaction?
The Syrians now are on the defensive, obviously. They know that there is a new reality in Baghdad that they cannot ignore. The charge that the Syrians have chemical weapons in their arsenal, I mean, we've been reading reports about this for a quarter of a century. There's nothing new there. And in fact, last year, after September 11, the Syrian government provided the United States, the CIA, with valuable information on groups such as Al-Qaeda. And in fact, the Assistant Secretary of State for Near East Affairs, Bill Burns, said publicly that the Syrian help allowed us to save American lives. Syria is the only country on the list of that the United States considers as supporters of terrorism that has an ambassador in Washington, and the United States has an ambassador in Syria. Contacts never stopped. The United States cannot and should not isolate Syria completely because of Syria's central role in the Arab-Israeli conflict and in any kind of eventual peace. Now, the Syrians are on the defensive, as I said, but I don't think if the United States insists that they sever their relationship with organizations such as Hezbollah in particular, which the Syrians see as a strategic relationship, they're not going to accept that.
You mentioned that Syria has been helpful to the United States in terms of al-Qaeda. Do you think that this last exchange of sort of sharp statements and retorts is going to endanger that?
I think so. There are powerful people in this administration, particularly Donald Rumsfeld, who was in 1983 the envoy of President Reagan. And it was Rumsfeld himself who went to the Lebanese president at that time to inform him that the United States, quote-unquote, will redeploy its Marines from Lebanon. Rumsfeld believed in his heart that the Syrians were behind the attacks against the Marines.
You're talking about the attack on the Marine barracks in Lebanon.
Yes, in which 241 young American men died in one single attack, yes.
What about Hezbollah and the Palestinian groups that Syria has supported and the United States has tried to persuade Syria not to support that you mentioned? Do you think that there is the sense in Syria that this is all coming from Israel through the United States?
There is a belief among many Arabs that the attack on Iraq, the war on Iraq, is driven by people who have a political agenda in the Middle East, strategic, economic, political agenda, and not necessarily to spread the values of democracy and transparency and accountability. And they believe that among the neoconservatives and others, there is a group of people who look at the Middle East through Israeli prism, and therefore they are interested first and foremost in helping Israel strategically. You have someone, the third-ranking official at the Defense Department, Douglas Feith, used to work for Israeli firms. This is a Zionist among Zionists. And you have somebody by the name of Elliot Abrams at the NSC. These people were against the peace process. These people were on the record criticizing Ehud Barak because he negotiated with Arafat. So every Arab knows these things. And in Syria, obviously, they believe that these are the people who are driving the policy in the Middle East. So therefore, they don't see it as driven by the interest of saving the Iraqi people. I'm not saying that I necessarily shared in this situation in Washington. Obviously, it's more complex than that. But that view is widespread throughout the region, not only in Damascus.
Do you think that there is any reason to believe that the United States is now headed for a regime change in Syria?
I think the United States would like to see drastic change, radical change in Syrian behavior. If they can get it through pressure, that would be nice from their own perspective. If not, they'd say the people in Baghdad will not be happy with the Syrians if they continue on the current course. This is a subtle message, and maybe it's not so subtle, that we will pressure you from the rear. But I think at the same time, the United States should realize, and I think people at the State Department do realize, that if it took the United States many months to lobby or to mobilize the international community against a truly rogue regime like the one that was in Baghdad a few weeks ago, it would be extremely difficult for the United States to mobilize support, not only internationally, but even domestically, for a military confrontation with Damascus.
Iran has warned the United States against threatening Syria. Do you suppose the Iranians think that some of what is being directed at Syria by the United States is meant for Iran as well?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the view in the region among those who watch events carefully in Washington is simply the following. If you have a friendly regime in Baghdad to the United States, this will allow the United States to isolate Syria, to marginalize Saudi Arabia, to neutralize Iran, to determine oil policy, to turn the terms of reference of the Arab-Israeli conflict upside down. This is by one fell swoop, by just having a friendly regime to the United States in Baghdad, because Iraq is such a pivotal state. So everybody can see in a growing American influence in Baghdad a direct and not so direct threat to them.
Hisham Mellon, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hisham Mellon is the Washington correspondent for the Lebanese daily Az-Safir. He joined us here in the studio. We really do appreciate you coming in.
Thanks again.